This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting worldwide. Out on the road for 25 years.
We now take you to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, rest of this hour is your calls. Greg Reese did a very powerful report dealing with why you can't question Christchurch in New Zealand, when I'm not even questioning that people didn't die. The guy said he's trying to cause a revolution. Why can't you question it? Why are they censoring? It's very dangerous. It's never happened before. And it's really unified censorship. That's coming up in the last segment of this hour. And there's a lot of really positive news as well, but I'm going to go ahead and go to your calls right now. And we're going to talk about the Mueller report, what's coming next. Will Mueller get away scot-free? I'll briefly, when we start the next segment, give you my take on it. But, yeah, they're lucky they're not all indicted. Because the way they went about this whole investigation was fraudulent. They lied to Congress. And I can tell you behind the scenes, there's been a truce supposedly made by the bodies. But I wouldn't trust the globalists as far as you could throw them. I don't just want wars and internal strife for no reason. I'm not like the globalists that want to mount everybody's head on the wall so I feel dominant, but these people, there's no honor amongst these people. So this is a big victory, though, because they came up empty, but they're going to try to regroup. So a lot of people think that, you know, we can all just sail off in the sunset together. Dennis, you think the left's going to implode. They're already imploding. In fact, I'm going to put out an alert for any public figures, Christians, conservatives, well-known people. They are out. They are, usually one of them tries to assault me every 2 weeks or so, twice yesterday. The day before, I've been thrown out of businesses I'm in now when they just see I'm in them. They are, women just walk up and start crying and hyperventilating and, get out of here! Get out! I mean, they're already imploding. What do you think is going to happen, Dennis?
Well, technically, they are going to implode. With what's happening now, you will start seeing them eat at each other at a rapid rate. They will start bringing up the negative stuff that each one of them have done. But it's going to be done during that presidential debate. They have so many people. You're going to watch the ultimate show on the Democrat Party. This is about to be it. I'm telling you, 2020, we are moving straight forward. Ain't no turning back for us now.
You know, I agree with you. What is the phenomenon about leftists all over the world that they have to bring people down so they're always backbiting each other? They're their own worst problem.
That's because they, just like Beto O'Rourke said, he was made for this. This is the mentality of these people. They're showing you, you're supposed to heal to me. Ain't that what Hillary Clinton said about black people?
Yeah.
You have to look at it. Look at it. These people think they're the elite ruling class politically. That's it. Just let them do what they do.
No, you're right. They want everybody to heal to them like a dog.
Exactly. One way, shape, form, or fashion. Doesn't make a difference. We'll start with your censorship, then we're going to come and get your guns, and then after that, hey, we're going to turn this into China. Please start giving us your kids. You can only have two kids, and one of them better be a girl. I'm telling you. That's just their mentality model. That's the model. That is the leftist model. They've been taking everything that George Soros has thrown at them, all that money. Guess what? You're going to have to pay the piper now.
Dennis, don't hang up. Your points are so good. I want you to repeat them and expand on them when we come back from break. Because and I want to hear what you think is going to come next, but that's exactly right. And I've learned with the left, too, especially with their minions, it's all about the illusion of power. They'll wait for you outside a restaurant to say, get out of here, get out of here, when they knew I was already going to my car, so they would feel powerful when I left. Like, that wasn't real power. But, I mean, you just, how do you get in that mindset? You're absolutely right. They are imploding, but will they take us down with them? Well, I said it's that question, how do you think we counter it? Then I promise, I'm going bam, 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 through your calls. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, tomorrow's news today. And I agree, things are really looking up now with Trump fighting censorship and things, but let's not get too confident.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to your phone calls right now. Robert Mueller's report was first going to come out on the 1st of this month. Then it was going to be the 27th. He released it on the 22nd. And now the Attorney General has sent a summary to Congress, and they're redacting out some sources and key names the FBI is asking for, and they're going to reportedly release it in the next few days. I always knew there was no collusion. And they couldn't get anybody for plea bargains to make it up. But what do they do now? And I'm telling people, you don't know what it's like to be Trump or his family unless you're a public figure that's been a Trump supporter. I have, and I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you something. I try to go anywhere in downtown Austin, or I try to go to Whole Foods, or I try to go to a restaurant, and I may shake 30 hands. But in the last 2 days since this happened, I get confronted everywhere I go, and they are violent, and they are angry. And after they threaten you, they run and call security on you. These people are crazy and dangerous. And they really believe MSNBC and CNN. They really are that whacked out, and I don't know what's going to come next. You were making some great points. Repeat those, and then my question, Dennis, is you said they're going to implode. What's that going to look like, and are they going to take us with them?
Well, it's not so much. All right. The implosion of them is the politically elite class who believe in their mind they should have total control over you.
Like you said, Beto O'Rourke says, I'm just born to rule you.
Exactly. I'm born for this. But in actuality, just like you said earlier as well, it's a false pretense. They believe in this thing called power. Well, let's say you do get the power. How do you divide up the pie? Who is going to be where? Who's going to do what? That was the whole reason Hillary Clinton had to win. They have already divvied up this country how they want it.
That's why they're so pissed. Exactly. They believe this was their time.
Yes, this was their time. But unfortunately, they didn't count on real smart American to actually see through it, and hence comes Trump. It's just that simple. Everybody was sitting here wondering, how did this happen? Well, let's look at the chain of events you people put us through. That's just it. I mean, everything that if something hard happened, hard hitting that could possibly affect society, why is there no full disclosure? Why does it take so long for those reports to come out? Has anybody thought of that? Because you're not made to know. They think that the average mind here in America is so low IQ that, oh, you just shut up and you just do like you're told. Go to work, go home. Go to work, go home. Don't enjoy life. Hell, it's about to end in 12 years. Come on.
And by the way, she's told to say that. Imagine to a young person, like adults learn to not be scared. But when I was a kid, if I saw a congresswoman say the world's ending, I'd be scared at night.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. You need to do like we're telling you. Don't question it. You need to do like we're telling you. And the whole thing about it is this, Alex. This is the ultimate thing. How do we fix it? We start in the areas that need it. Look at Detroit with their water. Look at Michigan. Look at what's happening in Chicago. You think, I mean, literally, think about this. Chicago, with all those cameras, I used to live there. There's a camera, if not four, on every street corner. So how did they find who did that to Jesse Smollett, but they can't find out who's killing these cops? How is that possible?
No, you're right. It's because the Democratic Party's a mafia, and it wants it to be crime-ridden, and they had the Republicans under control for a while. In fact, I've got articles where record drug interceptions at the border, record indictment of drug dealers, Trump's going after the pharmaceutical companies that are pushing OxyContin. He's actually trying to clean things up, and I can't believe he's actually doing it. Great points. God bless you, Dennis. Yeah. Trump's a miracle. And they attack me because I say that, but it's just the truth. I mean, he is a miracle. But people were praying. No collusion, no obstruction, complete and total exoneration. Keep America great. And what is one of the top liberal journalists out there, Greenwald, say about all this? Lynn Greenwald, you know, a liberal that has a conscience, old-fashioned liberal. While standard liberal outlets obediently said whatever they were told by the CIA and the FBI, many reporters of right-wing media outlets, which are routinely mocked by super-smart liberals, as primitive propagandistic, did relentlessly great digging and reporting. Sorry, this is true. And it goes on. Great caller. Dem's already saying Mueller sold out. Yeah, let's go to Preston and hear about that. We'll go to Chase and then to Pastor Sam. Preston, yeah, I've got the articles right here. They've got Joy Reid, everybody saying that Mueller sold out. That's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing in the news. That's what everything looks to be. And I just wanted to make the point that we need to make sure as Trump supporters that we don't rush to defend Mueller against the Democrat character assassination campaign that's already underway. Just let him eat Mueller up. Just let him keep going. Shed more light on Mueller. Kind of like the Dems, whenever Comey was fired, they immediately fell in love with him.
Well, we just said that with the last caller. I've noticed conservatives and people, we don't throw each other overboard. Unless somebody really deserves it and asks for it. They love to throw each other overboard. It's their big weakness. And you're absolutely right that's what Trump's saying. He's saying it's criminal, it's a joke, that it's all a fraud, and it was the biggest criminal witch hunt in history, which is true. He's not kissing Mueller's butt now that the truth's come out.
Yeah, and what the Dems are doing to their voters and constituents, because Mueller and Comey are registered Republicans on paper. They're basically controlled opposition, rhinos, Republicans in name only.
But they both said they would vote for Hillary.
Yeah, exactly. And Ben Shapiro said he'd rather have Hillary as president than, you know, Trump. So, but they're going to sell the false left-right paradigm to their voters as if the establishments on both sides don't hate Trump and they don't work together behind the scenes. It's two front doors to the slaughterhouse, but they will convince their constituents that there's some vast Republican conspiracy, even though Comey and Mueller couldn't be any less Republican. And if they are...
No, I agree. So, obviously, we know what comes next. They use the illegal wiretaps in the Mueller investigation to drag net and find dirt. But because they didn't find it, they would have already launched more of these investigations. They keep saying it's coming. I think you'll see a few Southern District in New York. You'll see some stuff in Chicago. But they came up empty. I mean, Trump's not running scams for the mere fact that that's how people get control of you, is running scams.
Yeah, I can't even believe that they were able to go through everything that they did with Trump and not find a crooked toenail, not find something messed up on taxes or something to get him. It's really unbelievable. I would have, you know, bet pretty much everything I had, they would have found something that was illegal or something that was, you know, against the fray.
They can't, because it's all standard operating procedure. It's like when the New York Times published 50-year-old tax returns saying, from the time his children were young, every year the father put money into trust funds. That's what rich people have done for 100 years. It's standard. I mean, that's all you've got? Oh, wow. He avoided taxes legally. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. And, I mean, he got a $1 million loan from his father and turned it into $10 billion or whatever it is. He increased his original loan by 10,000 times. But he's either some Luddite idiot who can't run the country, or he's some super genius, you know, evil person that was able to sneak past the NSA and the DOJ and everybody else.
Now, I know what the truth is. Trump's a hard-hitting pragmatist who just common sense looks at things and doesn't do it on a Machiavellian weirdo scale. He just shoots it straight. And that's why they keep thinking it's a, you know, 10th dimension chess. It's not. It's just looking at things like what's fair and what's real. And I can tell you, you know, the secret, you know, about Trump, why he doesn't want his tax returns released. It's because he isn't like Google and people who pay zero tax, but he does diversify into new companies, new businesses to keep it low, or you can never run a business. And the truth is that he doesn't have that much money on paper because it's all in the companies and his family. But the family's got about, where it is, about $100 billion. So he's a lot richer than they even say. And compared to the big banks and Google, he pays a lot more taxes. But, you know, they think it'll be, okay, he's not worth that much once they get him. Well, yeah, no kidding. All the real rich people don't have money on paper. Hey, God bless you. Great points, Preston. We'll be right back with more calls straight ahead. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back to your phone calls, but I thought I'd play Beto O'Rourke yesterday morning after it had come out that there's no Russia collusion, nothing found, thousands of people interviewed, hundreds and hundreds of subpoenas, 2,800 subpoenas. I was thinking 200 subpoenas. I went, no, it's 2,800 subpoenas. People always accuse me of rounding up. I tend to round down. Nothing. Because there wasn't any. The Russians are small-time players in geopolitical manipulation. They're big players in raw energy, raw material. The Chinese are the ones that basically have already taken the country over. Trump's just trying to get control back. And finally, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the Secretary of Defense, are saying that because it's a fact. I was told 15 years ago in Hollywood by top people that China already owned controlling shares in half of the production companies. It's 6 of the 8 now. They run it. And Google is helping them. You know, it's crazy. My subconscious brain sometimes gets mad at me because it's smarter, obviously, than the conscious brain hundreds of times. I had a dream about Jeff Bezos like last week. Because I have like these dreams where I'm doing PowerPoints, I'm giving speeches, I'm doing work. I like work during my dreams. Sometimes my best work time. And in my dream, I'm sitting there talking to Jeff Bezos, and Jeff's like, I ship stuff in from all over the world and have millions of employees here in the U.S., and you say I'm the worst big tech giant. I'm not selling slave goods in China. I don't run death camps in China. I'm not like Apple that, you know, is helping round up the political dissidents and put their iCloud keys over there, and I'm not like Google helping them run Dragonfly and surveil their people. I'm fighting Alibaba in China. It's a weird dream. And the weird thing is you wake up from that dream and you're like, why am I going after Jeff Bezos when literally of all the tech heads, he's the worst? He's the least of the worst. He's the lesser of the corruption. And this isn't some defense of Jeff Bezos and all the stuff that goes on at Amazon and all the, you know, employees and the rest of it. It was just sitting back and thinking about orders of magnitude, what Google and Apple are doing in China versus what Amazon's doing. And it's just my subconscious brain, even in a dream, is like going, Alex, this, he's not the target. Because let me tell you something. You could give the head of Google 50 years in prison for selling us out to China and giving them the AI. Bezos is working with the U.S. military. You could go after Apple for what they've done in China and arrest Tim Cook. And I'm not even saying do that. But my God, it's just the order of magnitude of treason is unbelievable by these people. And it was kind of an epiphany. Don't know why I just threw that out there. Just it hit me the other night. I had a dream about it. I'm telling you about it. Okay, we're going to go back to your calls. I have that big news on the SPLC that I'm going to cover during the last segment, then get to Greg Reese's powerful report. But a lot of things are happening to the establishment groups that are promoting racism and division in this country, and they're fighting it. And they've got up to $1 billion offshore. They're tied into foreign intelligence agencies. I'm going to give you the inside scoop on the SPLC and their employees and all the documented racism, sexism, sexual abuse. But that was their specialty 30 years ago. It came out in Morris Deese's divorce, all the stuff that was going on with his wife didn't want to do in those hotel rooms. Let's talk to who's up next here. I'll never get to everybody, but I'll start one of these calls. Pastor Sam in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Yes, Trump is a genius, and I met with a lot of Republicans, really the whole Republican core of Texas over the weekend at two different meetings. A lot of great heroes. There was a lot of talk there. These are the people that we support and that support us. But Trump got out ahead of Mueller. He got out ahead of him and pushed upon in the center of the board by bringing up McCain. This is a real hot button because, for example, Dan Crenshaw, Navy SEAL, Texas congressman, he's really sore about this. He's served in the military. He's a war hero. He lost his eye on the battlefield. He's one of the few congressmen that is in favor, as I am, of intervention in Venezuela. He's ticked off about this. Joni's ticked off about it, too. But here's the thing. Alex, you have pushed the real issue out front, that there's devil worship behind all this. Joni just admitted she stood up for all the USA Gymnastics girls valiantly. Joni just admitted in 2019 that she herself is a rape victim, that she was raped in college. And so now the question is, how much does rape, child sacrifice control the world? And are we going to face that or not? And I would really like to see all of the Republican Congress come out strong.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Well, Trump's coming out against this post-birth abortion, partial birth abortion, and that's good. You know, John McCain can hide behind his military service. He was part of the Keating Five. He was part of working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and just all sorts of anti-gun, open-border stuff. So, you know, this that giant month-long worship when he died, like Herbert Walker Bush, I just think a lot of these well-meaning conservatives buy into mainstream media hype. And a lot of that's because they're so old. And it's not bad they're old, but that's not where the world's going. But I appreciate your call. Good point. Okay, who's up next here? Heather, in New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. Well, you know, I just wanted to say that I'm a long-time listener. I'm a big fan of you. You know, like I'm in New York. I hate New York. I think New York's gotten even worse than California, if you ask me, with the Blasio and everything else. Trying to take away our rights and everything else. It's so liberal, disgusting. But, you know, I do agree with everything that you're saying, and I think that it's total corruption. It's just total corruption. I mean, I think that I don't even know if there is any Republicans left. You know what I mean? I think they're like.
Well, if you're up in New York, I can understand why you think that. But Trump has said greatest witch hunt in history. He's tweeted. It's pulled his latest tweets. I have it, but I can't find the stat. He came out and said, you know, it's a huge. There it is. Trump celebrates Mueller findings. This was an illegal takedown that failed. That's what it is. And the crew's asking, what about lock her up? What about going after Mueller? What about going after Strzok? What about going after Page? What about going after McCabe? And they're the ones that committed all the crimes. And the word is, it's confirmed. There are grand juries open and looking at it all. And so I think Trump has to go down that path because, sure, let them sail off in the sunset if they left America alone. That deep state's not going to quit unless we bring them to justice. Remember what Trump said? Now that the Russia collusion is over, can we go after the real crimes of the deep state? You guys put that tweet the president put out a few months ago back up on screen, please, because I want TV viewers to be able to see that. Now that Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? Thank you so much, Heather. You're asking, when does Mueller not get away scot-free? Well, I don't want to have a war with these people, but they won't stop. They won't even join Trump in America and stand up to the Chi-Coms and come in for the big win, because they're trained from birth spiritually to hate this country and to believe, as the earlier caller said, they have a right to rule it. Like a baby duck imprints on its mother, they've imprinted on evil and hurting us. They can't change their spots. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists, understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping at 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Please don't forget, we've got store-wide free shipping till the end of the month, 50% off all the supplements, some deals even higher, whatever the highest rated fish oil, colloidal silver, bone broth, all the top brands, private label by us or developed by top companies out there, need to be better than top brands at low prices. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support in making the broadcast possible. We are funded by viewers and listeners like you. I want to go to Greg, David, Mike, Jim, Virginia, Chad, Chase, and Matthew. And I've got a bunch I need to cover in the last segment as well. So let's go quickly through your great calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Chase the Patriot from California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you so much for taking my call. Yes, Taste of Patriot, front lines on YouTube, brother. And I got three big points here that I'm putting together an episode for. You know, with President Trump and the Mueller report coming out, it's a big win for him. So what's going to be the counterattack from the deep state? The second one is the Democrats and all their investigations in the House of Representatives. All that is a drag on to the next election cycle. And then third and most important, when I saw your clip in the restaurant that you had those people attacking you, that reminds me here in California of all the closet Trump supporters. They don't wear the MAGA hat. They don't put a bumper sticker on because they know that they will actually get attacked by the crazy leftist loon. But, you know, we try to compose ourselves and we support the president, and you better believe they'll go in and vote when it comes election time.
Chase, thank you. Great point. And I think you're right that we're in danger of them staging a false flag. What type of false flag do you think they might stage?
Well, you know, the thing that is like in New Zealand, it's probably going to be something with the Second Amendment because they're already attacking our First Amendment rights, and it's only, you know, Second Amendment is on their targets as well.
So, well, I got to say this. You know, I know there are real crazies on all sides, Muslim extremists, white supremacists, whatever. So I'm like, okay, guy goes in, he kills, manifesto, I don't agree with it, but, you know, it looks like it's a real crazy. And then the way you can't question it, and then the way they said that I said it didn't happen, and the way they won't let you show the manifesto or the video, but they can show it, and now all the censorship and URLs being blocked in New Zealand and all this stuff, now it's very suspicious. I don't know what's going on, but it's like when they banned us on YouTube back last February, not this February, last February, 14 months ago. We had local people saying the police stood down on video. And they said, Jones says no one dies. Then later it turned out the cops stood down. So a lot of times when they're saying don't question, it's because it's not that it didn't happen. There's something they're covering up. I appreciate your call. They're acting very, 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 very suspicious. And since when are we not supposed to look into vaccines or look into drugs that are on the market or look into a big public events? Everybody always questions big public events. There were all sorts of conspiracy theories about O.J. Simpson. They used one to get him off. Turns out it was probably false. He probably did it. But there's some evidence the police were trying to frame O.J. because they thought he was guilty. So he got off. That's the American system. Imagine today you're not supposed to question O.J. did it. We're told O.J. did it. O.J. did it. Doesn't make sense, does it? Thank you so much for the call, Chase. Let's talk to Matthew in South Carolina about the Mueller report and what he thinks is coming next. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's actually South Georgia. It's not South Carolina.
I'm sorry. I read that wrong.
That's fine, man. It's an honor to be on the show, man. Hey, I learned about you at a Trump rally, man, back in 2016, I saw all the InfoWars shirts, and I put two and two together. I remember hearing Hillary mention something about it, so I went and checked it out. There was probably 25 to 30% of InfoWars shirts out there. And I just want to say, man, the majority of that 25 to 30% was young college kids. He did the rally near college, and those college kids, they don't want to listen to Donna Brazile, Shepard Smith, Juan Williams. These college kids are learning, and they want to hear from Owen Schroyer and David Knight, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Mark Dice. These are the people that we want to hear from. We don't want to hear from this establishment. Fake news. I'm sick of it. I am sick. I'm putting boots on the ground. I got a chipped tooth from these people, these scum demons that want to ruin our country. They want to turn it into communist China. And this is what's
going on. What happened to you? Were you attacked by leftists?
I was attacked by leftists at a Trump rally. We had to park like 4 or 5 miles away. And on the walk there, Antifa, and there was this truck going by that said Brian Kemp. And then it was like comparing Brian Kemp to Jim Crow. And
well, let me break this down for you. Why do you think the left and Hillary came after me? They had ignored InfoWars, and at all the Trump rallies, like you said, about 20 or 30% of the shirts were lock her up, InfoWars.com. So then they went and looked at our numbers and went, my God, I mean, before they censored us back then, it was like 50 million extra viewers a week, conservatively, election week, 80-something million. And then they went, oh, my God, we got to destroy this guy. He's relaunched the grassroots anti-globalist movement. No, I was just a person that saw it and was involved in it, a focal point. Trying to shut me down does nothing. It only makes it get stronger. So the point you make is great. That's why we need the next viral T-shirts at public events so that when Democrats and others see that, they know that they're going to lose. And so that's very exciting. Matthew, thank you so much for the call. You know, I've got Chad, Virginia, Jim, Mike, David, and Greg, and I said I'm getting every call, but I've got to get to the great stuff happening at the Southern Poverty Law Center as they've been caught red-handed. They're imploding, and we've also got this Greg Reese report, but let's get one more caller in before we go to break here. Greg wants to make fun of Mueller. Now the criminals are going to get what they deserve. David, who's been holding the longest here? That'd be David in New York. David, thanks for holding. What is your take on that? You think they're going to get what they deserve now?
Great job, Alex. Great show today. A lot of great points. I'd like to say, Alex, that what I think is going to happen is you're going to see a reverse engineering of the 2 years of the slow but terrible process we had to endure of trying to wear the Trump people out and our great president. Now, even today, our great president said, hey, maybe we're going to start looking into the other side of this. And slowly but surely, Alex, we're going to see Comey, we're going to see McCabe and all these creeps. And I hope even Obama and Clinton slowly but surely come under the great hand of justice of this great country and turn this thing around and bring us back into control, because we should have it, because we're in the right and we want to do the right thing. Keep up the great work, Alex. I'm starting to get excited again.
Well, David, don't hang up because you're making great points. Trump knows that this evil is so out of control and so embedded, we have to go after it or it's just going to come back. And they're not going to make deals to back off. Their religion is destroying America. And I agree with him going after the censorship on Friday and the statements he's making. They're scared. And spiritually, leftists are linked up. It's demonic. It's low level, but they're linked up. They are running around like chickens with their heads cut off right now.
Absolutely, Alex. When you stand up to bullies, just like your last caller, you look the bully in the eye, and he takes his best shot, and then you respond, then you keep going after him. That's exactly what we're going to do. The president's going to do that, and this new attorney general. I have faith in our country again, and it's exciting. Take him on. Look, you can't back down now, Mr. President. We got to take him down, or they're like you said so well in many of your shows and your people, or they're going to take us out. You know, we got to take them out. We got to take them out legally, the right way. Take them out through the system that they tried to take our great president down. Just flip it.
And let's remember, they've been given 2+ years and failed. And that's why they're getting dumped right now. You're right. This is a very exciting time, David. Thank you. I said I get the calls. We're just going to come back with the calls. I'll get those reports tomorrow. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. But tomorrow, don't forget, David Knight, 8 a.m. kicks off with the David Knight Show. 3 hours later, I'm live. Then Owen Schroyer, The War Room. We're live 10 hours a day here on the InForce Network, and soon, even more new shows set to be announced soon. We're about a year behind. We've been held back by Global's attacks, but we're still expanding in the face of it. I want to go to Chad, Virginia, Jim, Mike, and Greg. Greg Reese just filed a very powerful report about why can't anybody question or even investigate the New Zealand shooting? Why is it so unprecedented? Christchurch used a silence questioning on global scale. Very important report. We'll air it tomorrow during the weekday show. I hope David Knight airs it too. It's powerful. And I promise I'm going to start the show off tomorrow unless there's some huge event with SPLC implodes. President and legal director resign amid sexual misconduct scandal. Folks, they've got up to $1 billion offshore. First it was $500 million, then they found even more. And they're just there to say everything under the sun's racist when they themselves are horrible people and working for the globalists. And the fact that they're in so much trouble, the word is Media Matters is next. Soros, you notice, came out 2 weeks ago and said, okay, China's a threat. Let's leave Trump alone. They get the writing on the wall. They're losing. We're winning. That's a big deal. And that's a big takeaway. So your prayers, you're spreading the word of NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, the videos, the articles, via email, via text, thanking local stations, supporting our sponsors. All of it is at an effect. You've done it. Signing up for the free newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter. Buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's had a huge effect. And yeah, we are one of the most central systems here attacking the globalist. We're just a focal point, so I salute you, and I thank you. Chad in Texas, you asked how long until Rosenstein resigns.
Alex, man. Thanks for being the vanguard in the fight, brother.
Huge.
Yeah, now that Mueller's done, how long do you think it's going to be until Rosenstein's in the unemployment line?
I'm sorry, Monty, I was breaking up. Say that again.
Now that Bob Mueller's done, how long do you think he's going to be until Rosenstein's in the unemployment line?
Well, you know, that's a question, because does Trump leave them all alone so they don't struggle and fight against the country and just move forward? That's called giving people abstention or kind of a reprieve or amnesty. Or do they keep coming back? And I don't think they can help but come back, because they've committed so many crimes. The political interests that run them, because they're just minions, are going to keep pushing them. And so I don't think Trump has a choice. It's the right thing to do anyways. He needs to prosecute them.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Thanks for taking my call tonight, man.
Thank you, Chad. Let's go ahead and talk to Virginia in California. Virginia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for joining us.
I wanted to say thank you for the vanilla coconut bars. Those are great. And I just wanted to say that we need to keep our eyes on France, because God is going to send them a leader that's going to save them. And he's going to give a lot of consolation to President Trump. Let's just keep our eyes on France. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. You know, they asked Pompeo over in Israel a few days ago, CBN did, whether he thought Trump was risen up by God. He said probably. And then the media freaked out, saying, oh, my God, we've got a cult running us. You know, God uses good people, bad people, people in between. But the left has their own God. So the idea that people are Christian and that they believe we pray and then you know, God sends us people that'll be good leaders, that's what history shows. So I do appreciate your call, Virginia. What do you think's coming next?
I think that we're going to find out that France is going to kind of lead the world into peace. And then after that, you know, whatever. So anyway. All right.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. Sounds like your phone's breaking up a little bit. Appreciate you. Jim in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
God bless you, Alex, and God bless the crew. Man, I'm so thankful to be part of the InfoWarriors crew. I'm a monthly supporter. I'm hoping there's going to be a lot more people, especially after this 50-hour broadcast, that will be monthly supporters. Just amazing time we're in.
Absolutely. And people like things like our great coffee or toothpaste or fish oil or the protein bars, things you're going to want every month, every 2 months, sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And that way it's a tithe and you get the product. You don't have to worry about it. Because I'm the same way. We came up with AutoShip like 5 years ago because I'd forget to get the coffee myself and go to the store. And I'm like, wait, I sell good coffee. Why aren't I going to our own warehouse? So that's why we do that. So thank you.
No, my wife says it's the best. I mean, she's gone to a lot of organic coffees, and I keep bringing them home, so it's awesome.
Joe Rogan's a big coffee addict, and he was there. He's like, oh, this is really good coffee.
This is amazing times we're in. It's sort of like the chalk blocks off of the semi on a big hill has been released because it's the Mueller report. So now I think our president can do what he wanted to do a long time ago, but it was hesitant. And rightly so, because you can't say that he's obstructing the investigation by doing anything. And now he can't be told that he's obstructing anything.
No, I agree. But before the House launches dozens of other fake investigations, he's got to strike back now. Because they're telling him, sir, we're going to stop. We know you're not a bad guy. It's not going to stop.
Absolutely. But now he can, Alex, because he had that the fog over him that he can't go ahead and fire.
And by the way, I've always been spiritual, but if you look at how the left is connected, like wirelessly, like bots, I don't know if you see how, not just on TV, but in person, the left is freaking out, which signifies to me their God knows they're in trouble.
Absolutely. But so now we need to be more unified than them. If your lights go out in 6 months and we do our absolute best, I'll be knocking on your door. I'll be walking down the street. We'll still keep this fight going, because this is a spiritual fight, and God's been working in the background. You got to see that. You got to see. I know you know.
Oh, I 1,000% know that.
We're going to see more, because now the floodgates are open. Absolutely. And you know you hang with the people that are hot. It's like coals in the middle of the fire. Keep it going. That little coal that goes off to the side kind of burns out. So we can't reach everybody, but we're going to red pill as many as we can, and knowing that Americana is right, it's godly influence, it cannot be stopped by Islam or any other thing, and we are going to win this fight.
Beautiful, Jim. Thank you. Mike in Northern California. Mike in Northern California, then Greg. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you. Hey, listen, I'm just a simple logger up here in Northern California listening to all this. And, you know, I'm a former deputy sheriff. I'm a United States Marine. I love the country, but I think what most people need to realize, it's not Democrat, Republican. It's good and evil. It's about a fundamental change in the United States of America to change. I mean, what happens if every 10 years we get another, what is her name, Ilhan Omar? If they keep bringing people into our country, which I want all people to be here, if you want to assimilate.
Sure, but they're bringing people in that fundamentally are here to conquer.
Exactly, and that's what's going. Look at Minnesota, okay? And now we have Omar. What's going to happen in 5 years, in 10 years, when they keep opening the floodgates? I hate to say it, but, I mean, somebody needs to say it, and somebody needs to do it, and they need to get a handle on what's going on in this country.
And when the Muslims blow stuff up and shoot people, we don't say it's Muslims. We go, oh, ISIS isn't Muslims, or this church being blown up isn't Muslims. But then when Muslims get killed, everybody goes, oh, we're all guilty, we're all wearing hijabs. And I feel sorry for the Muslims. I want them to get out of that cult. But I hear what you're saying, you were going to point out that real conservatives don't have a platform. They're shutting down people that don't back down, Mike. Thank you. I'm taking you on for 5 minutes, but I've got to get to the final caller. Greg in California again, another Californian, wants to make fun of Mueller. Go ahead, brother. You got about 70 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Alex. How you doing?
I'm all right.
I've been a listener since 2008, spent about $6,000 since last April, and I'm going to be.
If it wasn't for you, Soros would have won, brother.
Yeah, you know what? Never mind. Hey, you know what? I wrote the president yesterday. I asked him if he, you know, for a campaign gimmick fundraiser, Mueller Report toilet paper. So I went and looked at custom toilet paper printing in a company called ProPaperProducts.com. And I think they look a little patriotic, so I think those guys might accept that.
That's pretty funny. I just think we should put Hillary's face on there. Mueller, that the left built up as God, as he was going to destroy Trump. Now he's just, he's gone, because they're all nobodies. Their whole investigation was a fraud. It was run by globalists. It was all based on lies, and it just shows how pathetic they are, my friend.
And a couple more T-shirts that you might think about doing. You guys can write this down. Pardon me, butthole, you know, Beto, butthole T-shirt, and it has a bull.
We're out of time, brother. I'll be back tomorrow at 11. I love you.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.